University. Today's program was prepared by Eric Sonstrom, with help from Mark Cinconi at the Health Center. I'm Yael Cassander.
A brief look at sports. ESPN is reporting today, and so is the Sun-Times on its website, that Doug Collins will be the Bulls' head coach again. Collins coached the team in the late 1980s, right before Phil Jackson's legendary run. Collins did talk with the Bulls about returning to the team, but says there is no agreement. Of course, Collins played high school ball in Benton and went on to play for Illinois State before being drafted for Philadelphia, and after the Bulls coached for the Pistons and the Wizards. There are several afternoon games in the major leagues today. Atlanta leads Milwaukee 6-1 in the eighth inning. Washington will be at San Diego shortly, and Toronto at Oakland. After taking 2 of 3 from Cleveland, the American League Central leading White Sox will be on the road tonight for the first of 4 games at Tampa Bay. After sweeping the Dodgers, the National League Central leading Cubs will welcome the Rockies to Wrigley Field. And the second-place Cardinals play the rubber game of their series with the Astros tonight in St. Louis. They'll welcome Pittsburgh to town for the weekend. 2 of the top seeds in the men's division at the French Open have won second-round matches today. No. 1 Roger Federer advanced, so did Rafael Nadal. Venus Williams advanced from the second round on the women's side, along with Yelena Yankovic and Elena Dementieva. And the Lakers could secure a trip to the NBA Finals tonight with a win over San Antonio. The Lakers lead the defending champion Spurs 3-1 in the Western Conference Final Series.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Provena Covenant Medical Center in Urbana, rated a top 5% hospital by Health Grades. More information available at provena.org. The staff and physicians of Provena encourage you to join them in supporting WILL.
It's 2:42 on the Afternoon Magazine. 12:42 where Mark Roberts lives now, but 2:42 here in the Midwest. Celebration Company welcomes playwright in residence Mark Roberts back for a couple of more plays that he has written and will direct at the Station Theater in Urbana this summer. The world premiere, I understand, of your newest work, Where the Great Ones Run, starts next week, and then one of your earlier works will be in July, Couples Counseling Killed Katie. And Mark Roberts, welcome to WILL.
Thank you very much.
You have gone on from being raised in Tolono and Urbana to quite a career in Hollywood. Currently, you're still working with 2 and a Half Men?
Yeah, I'm
television.
I'm getting ready to start my 6th season on 2 and a Half Men.
Sixth season already.
Yeah.
As a co-executive producer, what is that?
It sounds much more important than it actually is. It's essentially a writer-producer. They have different the titles are a lot of the titles are based on the levels created within the Writers Guild to create that some sort of a pay structure. But there's essentially 8 of us that write the show, and so we're all. I think at this point we're all co-executive producers.
But you're the ones who actually put, you write the material and you put the show together. You might know Mark from Welcome to Tolono, which was at the Station Theater recently for a very successful run and has made it to the silver screen. You might have seen the movie, and I guess you've been doing a festival circuit with that?
Yeah, it ran the festival circuit for the past year, and had a nice little run. We didn't snag any distribution, but it certainly surpassed everything I intended it to do. I just sort of thought it was going to be my my little own version of film school, and so the fact that it actually got seen by people, and I got to go to a couple of the festivals, and it was really pretty cool.
Yeah, well, I hope everybody's seen it. It's it was great, and I wonder if are you still working on this larger distribution of it, or what are your plans for it?
Well, I'm not working actively on behalf of it. I've never really been able to sort of champion it the way you need to champion an independent film because of my work schedule. So I have a feeling what'll happen is the next movie that I direct, they'll circle back and discover that one. hopefully.
So you started all these, all of this at, I guess, Unity School. I guess you were emceeing something, and then all of a sudden you made it on stage at the Station Theater and did stand up and made it to L.A. And you were on with Leno.
Yeah, I did. When Jay first took over the show, I was actually, I had just moved out there and worked with him at a club in Hermosa Beach, California. Mm-hmm. And I was supposed to be on the last year with Johnny, and but everybody and their brother was trying to get on that last year. So Jay said, if you wait for me to take over, I'll get you on a lot. And he did.
He did it
like eight times in I think 2.5 years. I used pretty much every bit of material I had and didn't have. So.
Was that a big help for your career, though? I mean, was that, I don't know if you consider that, was that your break? Was that your in? The exposure you needed?
You know, it certainly helped with a lot of things. The Montreal Comedy Festival, the Tonight Show led to the Montreal Comedy Festival, mm-hmm. which was a big break for me. I had... I did a show in a big gala show in a large theater that was attended by a lot of industry people, and that was a big break. I started getting a lot of acting stuff based on that, and I got the Naked Truth television show based on that.
Yep, and then so you've been on. Oh gosh, you're going to be one of those actors who people will say. From the acting side of what you've done on television, we'll say, my gosh, he was on, let's see, Friends, and John Larroquette Show, Larry Sanders Show, Seinfeld.
Seinfeld was is the honeymooners of my generation.
Was it?
That's the one I probably hear the most about. It's certainly the only thing in my career my in-laws seem to be impressed by.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think when I first started dating my wife, I think I had to watch that DVD like 14 times with various family members.
But what I was getting at is, you know, there are some actors that you see in a lot of different shows, and you're like, yeah, I know him. And, you know, when you walked into the studio today, we've never met in person, and you walked in the studio today, and it was like, yeah, I know who you are now. And, you know, that's cool. But what brings you back then here now to work with a Station Theater company?
Well,
why do you come back?
Why do I come back?
Yeah.
Well, originally I started coming back here because I knew I always wanted to be a writer. The acting side of my career was always sort of a fluke that got out of control. But I continued to write plays and produce plays in Los Angeles, and at a certain point, I guess I just realized that I didn't want to... I didn't love acting enough to go through what actors have to go through, and I always preferred the writing end of it, the other side of it, and sort of creating all the characters as opposed to just trying to interpret one. And so I made a conscious choice 1 year to just stop the acting career and just say no, and I'm not going to go out for auditions, I'm not going to accept anything. And so I produced this play, actually, Couples Counseling Killed Katie, and it ran for about 6 months in Los Angeles. And Chuck Lorre, who created 2.5 Men and Dharma and Greg and Sybil, had been dragged to the theater one night by his wife, who knew the actress that was in the play with me. And he took me outside afterwards. It's almost one of those cornball stories. And he's like, if nobody's making you rich in television, I want to be that guy. I'm like, okay, all right, buddy, have a good night. And then I called my agent the next day and said, yeah, somebody named Chuck Lorre. And they explained, well, that might've been a good break for you. And he's been, an incredibly honorable man. He's been a mentor and a friend, and he brought me in. I had never been on staff at a television show, and most people have to go through the ranks, which is like staff writer, story editor, executive story editor, before you ever make it to a producer level. And he brought me in at a producer level, just based on having seen my work and being a fan. So, And this year, you know, he's handed a lot more responsibility over to me. And so I mean, I think it's a combination of hard work and luck that he was there. But so anyway, that's what brings me back to the station, is to try to put back a little bit to a place that was very important to me as far as the development of my acting and my interest in theater and performing and stuff.
That's great. Mark Roberts is back as the playwright in residence to direct. Well, you mentioned Couples Counseling Killed Katie, and also your new, this will be your world premiere of your latest play that you've written, Where the Great Ones Run. Let's talk about that first. It opens up next Thursday at the Station Theater, and talk a little about what it's about and who's going to be in it.
Well, what it is about is it's about, as almost everything I write is, it's about a dysfunctional family. This is about a fellow by the name of Sonny Burl, who's a country music singer. Had a, you know, a very impressive career, and now is in the county fair phase of his career, and he returns home to... his wife that he actually never took the time to divorce, and his daughter, which he has really never, ever known. He's seen her maybe five times in her life, and she's in her 20s. And so he comes back and tries to piece together his relationships with these people, his brother. And it's a sad, funny tale of the choices we make and the repercussion of those choices.
Where do ideas like that come from? When do you sit down and start putting something like that down?
They come from the oddest of places. Sometimes they something starts with a monologue. Something starts with just an idea for a scene, something that I've read, a song. This was... this is maybe one of those things where it's probably the most autobiographical thing I've ever allowed myself to do. And I think, you know, sometimes it's a combination of what if I'd done something different, or, you know, what would that story have been like had I made a different choice? And it's hard to say where this one came from. I think it came from a couple of different places.
Now, who's going to be in it here?
We have, I think, every outstanding piece of talent in Champaign-Urbana. Yeah. I don't think, I don't know what other theater companies are doing this summer, but I know it can't be good because we have the best actors in town. Gary Ambler, Anne Chaplin Kearns, Steve Keen, Mike Harvey, Matthew Green, Matt Fear, Mike Procise. Wow. Colleen Klein. Who am I forgetting?
Kathy Harden.
Wonderful. Lincoln Macula. Mm-hmm. David Barkley.
Wow. It's an all-star cast.
It was outstanding. The auditions were just amazing. I was really, really amazed at who showed up, and I just got the pick of the litter. And
yeah,
I've got leading actors giving six lines and doing it great, and thrilled to be there. So,
and it's Where the Great Ones Run will start and run next Thursday, June 5th, and runs the 5th through the 8th, and then again the 11th through the 15th, and the 18th through the 22nd, 25th through the 29th. You can find out, you know, all about it at thestationtheater.com. Tickets $15, and it's the shows are at 8 o'clock, and if you don't know where the Station Theater is, it's on North Broadway. It's across, the easiest way I know to tell people, it's crossing the Save-A-Lot, and you can park in the Save-A-Lot, Save-A-Lot, by the way, too.
And 384-4000 is their number.
There you go, 384-4000. I'm impressed you remember that. And then this will be followed up. In July, starting on July 10th, will be the Midwest premiere of the play you talked about, Couples Counseling Killed Katie. That is just an awesome title. What's this about?
This is a very funny play about Relationships and Los Angeles. And it's sort of